I'm sharing something I've never shared before about my residency, and I've been kind of scared to talk about it, but I think it's time. As you may or may not know, I did my neurosurgery residency from 2007 to 2013. At the time, neurosurgery wasn't a full residency, so I did a one-year internship in general surgery. So I was essentially a general surgery intern for 1 year in one of the most toxic residency programs in the country. And honestly, right now, I feel kind of weird talking about this, but I think it's important for us to speak out. We were graduates of medical school. We were MDs. We were doctors. And we still had to wear short white coats during our internship, as well as white pants. Everyone could identify us in the hospital as surgery interns. Kind of demoralizing, honestly. And more importantly, do you know how hard it is to find white pants in winter? Really hard. So back to my story. On our first day of internship, we were given this primer on how to swim with sharks. And I saved this because it had such a tremendous impact on that day and my training for me. We had our general surgery attending go through this trifold pamphlet on what it meant to swim with sharks. What does that even mean? It means that we're new doctors going into a pool of seasoned, trained doctors, meaning that we're fish and they're sharks, and you need to learn how to deal with it. And that's what we were told to do. We were told how to train ourselves on how to behave around sharks. That is normal, accepted behavior, and it is our responsibility to figure it out. It goes on to list 5 rules, including pictures, on how to deal with this. And I want to point out the 2 that stuck with me the most. Rule number 2 is do not bleed. And I quote, "It is a cardinal principle that if you are injured by accident or by intent, you must not bleed. If you make a mistake, don't show it. If you're hurt or you're sad or you're overworked, don't complain. If you get yelled at and you don't react, it's to your advantage because diligent practice will permit the experienced swimmer to sustain a serious laceration without bleeding and without demonstrating a loss of composure. And the control of bleeding has a positive protective element for the swimmer. So if you're damaged and you don't show signs of weakness, the shark will be confused and they won't attack you." And that's what we were told. And the worst rule of all is rule number 4, get out if someone is bleeding. If another swimmer has been injured, get out of the water promptly. Presence of blood and thrashing of water will elicit aggressive behavior in the most docile of sharks. So if someone else is struggling, you gotta leave them to themselves so they can fend for themselves to save yourself. That's what I was taught just a few years ago on how to survive, is to leave my co-residents, my co-interns, out to fend for themselves so I can be the best, so I won't get injured. The sharks won't attack me. And I'll leave you with this picture. Your mind, give it up. What is that? You want to know why residents are broken and burnt out, or why we are the way we are? It's because of things like this. It's because of the things we're taught. And hopefully we can continue to perpetuate change and change the face of medicine and change the face of healthcare training.